Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Investing, Change Your Family's Financial Tree. I am your host, John, and today's episode is going to be about a UFC fighter. But before we get into that, don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe and notification bell if you're on the YouTube channel, so when we make new episodes, you will be notified. Okay, without further ado, let's dig into this Albanian pro fighter. He's on the road to becoming a world champion. And what I really like about WeFunder.com and Republic.co is there's so many opportunities for you to invest. So whatever you're interested in, there's always a platform for it. They even had some thoroughbred horses that you could invest in. And then, of course, you would share the proceeds when that came about, when they won. And it's just a really unique opportunity. But anyways, let's get into this Albanian pro fighter. And he's on WeFunder.com. And he's looking to raise, his goal is only $75,000. He has 30,854 as of this taping. Today is June 26, and you can invest as little as $100. Now, one of the things that I think that this gentleman should have done is at the $100 level, he should have put in, like, you could get a t-shirt, and I think that would have been a benefit to him. That you'd get a cool looking t-shirt, and that maybe that might have costed him, you know, $10, and he would have got $90 out of that, but he would have got free advertising. But he didn't do that in this case, because I'm sure he's just focusing on his career. But the you can start as little as $100, and you don't get anything at that level. At $200, you get a shout out. His nickname is called the Sniper. And he is on social media, so he has a social media presence. And at $500, you can get a FaceTime call with the fighter. And then, of course, as you go up, $1,250, you get two tickets to watch him fight, and you can do a meet and greet. $2,000, you get a pair of boxing shoes autographed by him. And $5,000, you would definitely get a sparring session with him, with his training coach. And right now, the coach is a world famous trainer, and he's ranked 5th in the U.S. So definitely, if you're into that kind of thing, you definitely could check that out and get into it. But I want to just hit a couple highlights on this. And I think what really does good about this, he's an Albanian pro fighter, is his story. So if you go to WeFunder.com and you watch the video, he really, really struggled. The country that he came from, there's a lot of wars, poverty. It's just really torn. And so what that does is he's using his best strength, and his best strength is fighting. Now, some people totally disagree with fighting, but for me personally, I enjoy watching that UFC stuff in the ring, because it's controlled, and a lot of these guys have bad tempers, and it's best to get all that out in the ring and make some money than it is to go out and create a life of crime. So I know I've heard that before, and I've listened to interviews of fighters that they said, hey, you know, I got a bad temper. So, you know, if I'm not doing this, you know, I'm going to probably causing havoc out there. So, you know, I agree with that philosophy that they should be in the ring doing their sparring. But it's really interesting, his story. It's a hardship story. But he's using all of that to focus on fighting in the UFC. Now, some of the things that you want to look at is his goal right now. He's 15 by zero at the end of the year. He wants to be 20 by zero by 2022. And then every time he fights, it starts at $50,000 to $100,000 for an elimination fight. And then, of course, if he wins multiple times, he can get $250,000 per fight. And then it can go as high as $1 million. So I'm not really huge on, like, I would help this guy out and invest, but I really don't want him essentially getting beaten up and I'm profiting from it. It doesn't really work for me personally. I hope that makes sense. But in any event, you could get a piece of the pie every time he fought, and then you would get some sort of winning on that. You definitely want to check it out. You know, what's good about WeFunder too is that you literally can ask a question. You can ask a question to his founder, which is Domenico De Martis, and he can answer it, or you can ask a question directly to the fighter, and he'll answer it directly also. So it's a really neat opportunity for someone to get involved with it and help him out. But I thought, you know, I'm always making episodes that are more environmental and more solar and wind and that kind of thing. And I said, you know, I want to make an episode where you can see how somebody that basically has nothing, so maybe you're in this situation, and you can go on WeFunder.com and say, hey, I'm a pro fighter, I'm working, and then you can raise funds that way. And like I say, he's only trying to raise $75,000, so I think he doesn't want to be in a situation where everyone owns a piece of him, because as he gets to the top, he's going to wind up with nothing after taxes and distributing all the funds when people invest. But you definitely want to check it out, look at it, see if that's something you're interested in. And then also too, you know, this might resonate with you. And number three, just the broad opportunity to invest. And, you know, when you think about it, a lot of people can't invest into like a potential UFC fighter. They don't have that opportunity. And so some of these purses are millions and millions of dollars. So it makes sense from a financial aspect to get involved in investing in a situation like this. If you want to, that's entirely up to you. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And you know what I like to say? Happy trails.